from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Saturday, August 4th, 2018, and it's 2:23 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day four of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I am going to attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August, and I'm in the fourth day, so a long way to go. Hope you're enjoying these daily episodes. For the most part, I put a poll on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I did not create, but I do approve people. And overwhelmingly, they said they wanted to hear it. So here I am, friends, day four. So I asked for submissions to keep me going in this thing, and I got a bunch of emails and have some show reviews and things like that. But today I'm going to read an email that I printed out because I'm in my car. I'm sitting here parked on the beach at Ocean Beach in San Francisco, and it's pretty crowded because it's a nice day out. There's tons of people out on the beach cooking out, tents, people in bikinis, even though it's a little too chilly for bikinis, but it's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm not fishing, which is where I'd want to be. But I have an email printed out from Marshall York. Dr. Butler. Yes, the doctor here to serve you, friends. Been listening to the podcast for 6 months, and I'm hooked. Oh, thanks, friend. Appreciate it. The Alice Cooper episode was primo. Ran to my record store the next day and bought Schools Out, and I loved it. Marshall York, go get any of the first four Bob Ezrin-produced albums. You can even get, anything through Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, you can't go wrong. But those first four original Alice Cooper Group albums are quality albums. School's Out, a masterpiece as well. It's probably my least favorite of those four, but it's still a great album. So any of those other ones, and you won't be disappointed, friend, if you like School's Out. All right, he says, loved it so much, I finally contributed to your Patreon page. It's only fair, you're working hard, right? Thank you, friend. You too can contribute to my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/rnrgeek. Thank you, friends. Without your donations, the show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. All right, so he goes on to say, I'm glad you're doing the Dog Days of Podcast again. I dug hearing all your thoughts and misadventures last year. You said this year you wanted to keep the subjects music-related. Hey, yesterday I did not talk music. I talked fishing, so I've already broke that, but thank you, friend. You could talk about the color gray for 10 minutes and I'd listen. Oh, thank you. This is a little ass-kissing with Butler segment here for you. In case you're looking for inspiration, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts about your ears and how a rock and roll lifestyle has affected them. Did you go through phases where they rang a lot? Did you go through phases where you had noticeable pain? Did it ever get any better? Do you wear earplugs when you go to shows, and has it compromised listening to music? It's not a sexy subject, but I can't read. It's not a sexy subject, but I've been struggling with my own hearing issues after years of constant exposure to high music volumes. I have good days and bad days. Marshall, I have had ringing in my ears since as long as I can remember, since I've been playing in bands since I was like 17 years old. My ears have been ringing constantly, and they just continue to ring. I don't even notice it anymore. My ears don't hurt, but they do just constantly ring. Sometimes they ring more than others. It's not the loud music that does it. It is standing next to the cymbals on stage is what does the worst. It's the frequencies. And if I shove earbuds in my ears and crank music up loud, they'll ring and maybe they'll have a little bit of pain, but I've learned to live with it after, all these years of loudness and ear ringing. It's just a way of life for me now. I tried wearing earplugs. I can't wear earplugs at listening to, or on stage because it just sounds too muffled for me. I also tried the in-ear monitors. I bought those and even had some fitted that were expensive. And when we toured Europe, in American Heartbreak, we brought some in-ear monitor thing set up with us and tried using it. It's just too distracting. I'm messing with the volume, and I eventually just got rid of it and just learned to deal with the ringing in the ears. It doesn't really bother me that much, although if I think about it, I can feel the ringing in my ears. So it's going to be like that for the rest of my life. I interviewed Ted Nugent a long time ago, and the manager said, don't talk on his left side. Make sure you sit on his right side, either right side or left side, whatever. I said, he sit on his right side because on his left side, he's deaf in his left ear. That is, he's deaf because of the same reason to me with the ringing and with the cymbals. So, yeah, it's just something I've learned to deal with, Marshall York. He goes on to say, thanks for sharing your life, your passion, and your excellent taste with us. Long may you run. Stay frosty. Oh, stay frosty, friend. P.S. My beef with Kiss Alive is that it needs more audience noise. I dig live Russ and Neil. All right, he's commenting on the live albums episode I did. By the way, I have gotten something about top 10 lists. When people do whatever it is, you do a top 10 blog post or a podcast or whatever, those seem to get the most reaction. And I have gotten so much response from that top 10 live albums list. I appreciate the response. I almost felt guilty for doing one because it just seems like an easy way to get a reaction out of people, but I did it and it's done. So thank you for listening, friends. All right, that is the email segment for today. Thank you for the emails. Keep them coming. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can record a show review as well. I have a voicemail number, area code 706-621-ROCK, but since Microsoft bought Skype, which is where my voicemail is, it blows, man. It's easier just to record it on your phone and email it to me at rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Works out a lot better, and the sound quality is a lot better as well. So keep them coming, friends, and please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I really appreciate it. All right, the song I'm going to play for you today is, since I'm talking about being hearing impaired, I'm going to play something from Dan Baird's album, Songs for the Hearing Impaired. This is a song called The One I Am. Thanks for listening, friends. Tomorrow I'll be back to talk about The Color Gray from Marshall York. All right, just kidding, friends. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Here's Dan Baird. Chiming in here, friends. Yes, I know it's called Love Songs for the Hearing Impaired, so you don't need to correct me. Thanks. What's it take?
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.